الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Respected ulama, elders, brothers in Islam, today is the day of Jumu'ah, and one special action to be done on the day of Jumu'ah is to recite salawat and durood upon our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be the one who recites the most amount of salawat upon me. Ulama say that the minimum amount of most abundance is 300. So we should try to come up to 300, especially on the day of Jumu'ah. And there are those ulama who say that a person recites 1,000 times salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Jumu'ah, and before leaving this world, Allah will show him his place in Jannah. So 2,000 times is very simple. After Maghrib, you read 200 times, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It'll take 2 or 3 minutes. After Isha, 200 times. After Fajr, 200. After Jummah, 200. And after Asr, 200. And in that way, 1,000 salawat, person will complete for the day. And inshallah, he will be worthy of this great reward. Of before he leaves this world, we've got hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, he will see his place in Jannah. So Allah give us tawfiq. Every day we recite salawat, and especially on Jummah we try to increase our recital. Another very simple amal is after we finish our sunnats, before standing up from our place, read 7 times, Qul huwallahu ahad, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Then the hadith says that a person will be protected till the following Jummah from all kinds of difficulties, all kinds of harms. One is physical harms and one is spiritual harms. The attacks of shaitan, the nafs of a person, doubts in a person's mind, Allah will protect that person. So it's so simple, 7 times, Qul huwallahu ahad, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, the whole surah obviously. And it'll take us about 3 or 4 minutes, but there are great, great benefits. Many ulama say that they have tried it, experienced it, and they have found great benefit in this. So 7 times, the quls, you can read it either, Qul huwallahu ahad, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, and then you read 7 times, or you read 7 times Qul huwallahu ahad, 7 times Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, and 7 times Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Every Jumu'ah, Allah give us tawfiq to make amal inshallah. The ayat of the Quran which I have recited is a dua Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made many, many duas. He made dua for his parents, for his father. He made dua for himself, that Allah always keep me with the pious and the righteous people, give me the true understanding of deen. And then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made this dua, that Allah wala tukhzini yawma yub'athun. It's me on the day of Qiyamah. In grace, he's caught on camera doing something funny, or he comes in front of his wife, she finds out, she saw his cell phone and some messages which he was sending to another woman. She leaves the house now, she doesn't want to get back to him. She's very upset with the husband, and she goes and tells other people. How embarrassed a person feels. Few people know about it. But imagine on the day of Qiyamah, the embarrassment. It comes in another ayat of the Quran. Allah speaks about the intelligent people. Intelligent people, Allah says, one quality of them is, they make this dua, Rabbana wa la tukhzina yawm al-qiyamah. Oh Allah, do not disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah. I imagine all our secrets becomes exposed on the day of Qiyamah. And every person knows what baggage he got in his heart, what he does in his life. And this becomes exposed on the day of Qiyamah. So we are making dua here that, oh Allah, do not disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah. Ibrahim alayhi salam, imagine he's Khalilullah, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Nabi of Allah, he's sinless, he doesn't commit sins. But still he's got this worry and concern. He said, Allah, do not disgrace me on that day. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ. No contacts, no family, no friends, no wealth, children will not benefit a person. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Except a person who comes with a sound heart, with a clean heart, with a pure heart. Ulama say the opposite of قَلْبِ السَّلِيمِ is قَلْبِ السَّقِيمِ, a sick heart. So a person has to see whether he's got a sick heart or he's got a physically good heart. On the day of Qiyamah, that heart will help a person. Ulama say there are 5 signs of to see whether a person has got a healthy heart or he's got a sick heart. We all go for, a person reaches the age of 40, 50, he goes to the cardiologist to check up his heart, to see my physical heart is functioning well. But remember, our physical heart will remain till we pass away. Our spiritual heart will remain with us in the grave also, on the day of Qiyamah also. And this will be of benefit for a person or harm to a person. So ulama say five signs to see whether your heart will be of benefit for you on the day of Qiyamah and in this world also. The first sign to see whether you've got a healthy heart is الَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ فِي الْبِرِ. A person who is spending his money in correct ways. He's earning the money in correct ways and he's spending the money in correct ways. If a person is wasting his money on the day of Qiyamah, that money will be of no benefit for him. It will be a means of sorrow and an embarrassment for a person. But a person who understood that wealth is not my money, it's an amanat and trust which Allah has given to me. I'm using it for my own needs and necessities, but not only for myself. I'm sending my money to the akhirat, to the hereafter. One person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Nabi of Allah, I got no desire for the hereafter. My heart is not inclined to dying, to leaving this world. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then send your money to the hereafter. Wherever a person's money is, his heart will be there. The more money you are spending in the path of Allah, you are spending, sending it to the akhirat, the life of the hereafter, automatically your heart will be there. If in South Africa you got all your properties here, all your investments, now you have to leave the country, no one is happy. But you already started investing in maybe Dubai or some other country, and now there is a need for you to leave the country. You're actually excited to leave the country. Your house is there, your mansion is there, all your investments are there. You're happy to leave. It's no difficulty for you. So where a person's money is, on the day of Qiyamah, that he will see the benefit. Ulama say one very simple way is to make intention in our life, besides our zakat. Zakat we have to give. They say the zakat is the lowest level of stinginess. You can't be more stingy than that. But besides zakat, a person must get in the habit of spending more money in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So a person must decide, some people, mashallah, they are in the ummah, who spend 50% of their wealth for their own needs and 50% in the path of Allah Ta'ala. There are those people who spend 1/3, 33% of whatever money they earn. Yes, those who spend 20%, 10%, 5%, 2.5% zakat, 2.5% lillah. Even if you are so stingy, 1% also. But besides our 2.5% of zakat, take out maybe 1% or 5%, whatever. And ulama say the easy way of spending is you have an envelope or something, and you take out the money at the beginning of the month or whenever you earn that money. If you're earning every day, take it out at that time. It's difficult at that time to take out the money, but now once the money is separated, now it becomes easy for a person. He'll start looking for avenues and he will spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one very simple way for a person to spend his wealth in the path of Allah ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq. Second sign to see whether we are on the, we've got a sound heart. Alladhi yurshidu banihi ila al-haq. Encouraging his child towards the right path. Wahathahum alayhi. Encourages him to good actions. And his object of having children is to become the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there must be a means of intercession for him on the day of Qiyamah. It mustn't happen that sometimes we give so much of preference to our children for this dunya, for the things of this world. No preference for deen, for the knowledge of deen. A person is leaving this world, his children do not even know how to recite kalima to let him read this world. They didn't know how to read Yasin for him because the parents have not taught them. So really, how are we making our children? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best thing a father can give his child is good manners. So in what direction are we putting our children? Where are we turning their direction towards? Is it only towards dunya? I remember many years ago, I went for gush to one area in Johannesburg, and the father started crying. And he said, I gave my children, my son, all the things of the dunya, worldly knowledge I gave him. But now his mother has passed away, he's left my house, and he doesn't want to even see me. He's living with his friends, and he doesn't know, understand the respect of the father, etc. Obviously, we haven't taught our children what Islam teaches about parents. We haven't taught them the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we will teach the children the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the children will become obedient to us. They will become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not for our own benefit. We are getting children, we are not getting cows, feeding them, and eventually leading them to the slaughterhouse. But we want these children to be a means of benefit for us in this world and the year after. Allah says regarding the kuffar, that their children, لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ بِهَا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They are a means of punishment for a person in this worldly life. Some people's children are like that. And some people's children are means of great joy and happiness for a person. So this is the second sign to see whether we've got a sound, healthy heart. In what direction are we putting our children? The third sign is, الَّذِي يَكُونُ قَلْبُهُ خَالِيًا عَنِ الْأَقَائِدِ الْبَاطِلَةِ. A person's heart is free from incorrect beliefs. Today we have to be very careful regarding beliefs. Many of our children also, they are studying in schools where there are so much of emphasis is put on Darwin's theory of evolution, the Big Bang theory. Whereas our first belief which we learn is Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Allah is the creator of human beings. Allah created everything in this world. And our forefathers were not monkeys. We did not come from any evolution process, but Allah created our forefather Adam alayhi salam in the best of molds, and this is the system which is continuing. Allah says regarding that they live in this world and the object of life is just to enjoy themselves. وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرِ. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. They do not have any proof of whatever they are saying. إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. It's only conjecture, which they are saying, it's a theory. And unfortunately, so many people are believing in it. They lose their iman. Sometimes they even come to the masjid. We've had cases of people say, I come to the masjid for Jummah Salah, but I don't believe in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So really, this is, we have to be very careful. A person's heart must be filled, have the correct belief structure. Today there is a great attack made against Sahaba radiallahu anhum. People will show you a narration on the phone, you see, and you get doubt now. Remember, leave aside all narrations. The Quran Sharif, in over 100 verses of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the greatness of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The Quran is declared that they are the, Allah is happy with them and they are happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can come with any narration, fabricated narrations or whatever narrations, and override the ruling of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala knew that these people will come later on. They will come with, and the Quran also mentions that there are many people, there are munafiqs, hypocrites in the ummah. When he said to them, believe like how Sahaba believed, they say, must you believe like how the stupid people, the foolish people believed. So Allah Ta'ala, in the first page of the Quran, is explained to us that these are our great people. Don't worry what the munafiqs and hypocrites say about them. So in our hearts, we must have love for Sahaba radiallahu anhum and no doubt regarding any matter of our deen. This is the third side of a clean and a pure heart. The fourth sign of a pure heart, a person whose heart is free from inclining towards the enjoyments of this world all the time. His just object of life is to fulfill his desires. Women, money, that's the object of. This shows a person's heart is weak, a person's heart is sick and diseased. A person at night, he's sitting next to his halal wife, pure wife, but he's sitting on his cell phone. And now he's going on all funny websites, and he's looking at all of this pornography, and he's getting enjoyment in there. He doesn't get enjoyment in halal, but he's getting enjoyment in haram. And a person is driving, and his car is moving to the right or moving to the left. So we tell him, you need to go to the mechanic. Your wheel alignment is off. So a person, instead of looking straight at his wife, he's looking at his neighbor's wife. Or he's looking at his sister-in-law. So we say, your whole alignment is off. You're looking at the wrong place. So you need to go to a, for service, to the doctor. You need to go to the mechanic and service yourself and get yourself right. Instead of looking at your halal wife, you're looking at the pictures. Whole night you're spending, and you're wasting your time in that. Today, unfortunately, how many marriages are breaking because of this? A person hasn't got enjoyment in his own wife. Halal Allah has made for him. Or he's getting involved in extramarital affairs. Subhanallah, Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah has mentioned one very frightening point. He says a person who wears silk in this world, he will be deprived of wearing silk in the year after, even if he goes to Jannah. He drinks wine, deprived of the wine in the year after, even if he goes to Jannah. Allah won't give him the desire in Jannah to drink that wine. And he says, according to the logic, a person who enjoys himself with haram woman in this world, in the year after he might be deprived of Jannah. So a little bit of enjoyment he took in this world, for a few minutes, few seconds of pleasure, but he's depriving himself forever and forever the enjoyments which Allah has kept in the year after. So can't be anybody more foolish than this. So this is the fourth sign of a sick heart. A person, his heart is always inclined towards fulfilling his desires, money. And he hasn't got time for the masjid, he hasn't got time for his parents, he hasn't got time for his neighbors, he hasn't got time to sit in the company of ulama and sulaha, pious people, to go out in jamaat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this person's heart is sick. And the last sign, which is a very high, if you want to get an A, Tawri rahmatullah said, that person in whose heart is nothing but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time that person's heart is connected. This obviously is a high level now. You want to get an A. You can reach 80% the first four. It's not so difficult. But the last one, to make such an effort that Allah is all the time in a person's heart. A person says, I don't know how it is. He asked one buzrug one day, one pious person, can it be possible that in salah, that in your business you're thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the buzrug asked him, okay, let me ask you, when you're in salah, do you think of your business? So he said, yeah, many times in salah I think of my business. So he said, in salah you can think of your business. So why can't you make such an effort that in your business you think of Allah? Make it upside down, the other way around. Like how you can think, whatever is in the heart of a person will come out. So if in our heart is Allah, then in salah we'll be thinking of Allah. In our business spaces we'll be thinking of Allah. But if in our heart is the love of dunya, then in salah also we'll be thinking of the dunya. So may Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. So these are five simple signs. Each person can judge and see himself whether he is healthy or he is sick. We can take our own ECG test, and I'm not charging no money for it. You go to the cardiologist, how much he'll charge you. Did you get a heart attack when you see the bill? But I'm not giving you any, no charge for this free test. And this is a spiritual test. Every person has to see whether he'll have a good enough heart to help him to answer, to decide La ilaha illallah at the time of death. Whether at the in the grave he'll be able to answer the three questions. On the day of Qiyamah, he'll be able to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and answer the five questions, and whether he's eligible for Jannat or Jahannam. Just to summarize again the five questions. Number one, where is a person spending his money? Number two, how is he guiding his children? In which direction is he guiding his children? He's guiding them towards goodness. He's got a sound, healthy heart. If not, he's got a sick heart. Number three, his belief structure is very solid and very strong. He's got no doubt regarding Akhirat, Jannat, Jahannam, and all the matters of deen. He knows his belief structure is very, very strong and solid in this. Number four, his heart is inclined, not, he's free from being inclined towards fulfilling his desires all the time, sexual desires, or the desires of wealth, desires of running after the things of this world. He's protected from that. And number five, the highest level, a person makes such an effort to bring only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into a person's heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and all of us the tawfiq and ability. Regarding this, inshallah, in the next month, or actually in 3 weeks' time in Azadville, at the Darul Uloom, on the 30th of September, 1st and 2nd of October, we'll be having our Islahi Jalsa, which we have every year. And in this Islahi Jalsa, it is to do with the heart. How can a person build up his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And how can he protect his heart from all of these sicknesses? Everyone has got spiritual sicknesses. We need to go to a doctor. So here the clinic is open for 3 days. And we are giving dawah to all the brothers, inshallah, for the programs. Encourage our women folk to listen to it on it be live streamed also. Ideally, it's for a person to come there himself and not to listen to it live streaming. That's where a person will get the true ruhani and spirituality, when you will sit in the company of the pious and the righteous people. And this, inshallah, will cause a change in a person's heart. So we humbly request all the brothers to make dua for the success of this jalsa. And secondly, that we all make an effort in this line, even if we cannot manage to come, but we sit in the company of the righteous, the pious, we go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sit with the ulama, learn our deen, so that we can build up our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can leave this world with a sound and a pure heart. May Allah grant myself and all of us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Say jazakumullahu ahsan wa jazat wa barana musaqati sahab. For those words of wisdom and those profound gems and valuable advices, Maulana is one of the asatidah and teachers at Darul Uloom Azadville. Often travels quite a bit himself, and Maulana Ridwan Qazi Sahab always traveling, imparting knowledge, imparting advices. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to use Maulana for the service of deen and for the imparting of knowledge, inshallah. Tomorrow night, after the Isha Salah, inshallah, an important program will take place for our youth, inshallah, here at Masjid al-Rahma Greenside, inshallah. For all the youth, inshallah, special advices will be given to our youth tomorrow after the Isha Salah here at Masjid al-Rahma Greenside, inshallah. Humble request for the brothers to, inshallah, participate and encourage our youth, inshallah, to join these type of gatherings, as Maulana mentioned, to steer our children in the direction towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to steer our children in the direction of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one very profound method is through this work of da'wah and tabligh, inshallah, to inviting towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And always be reminded every week about the spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Maulana had mentioned, the first point with regard to a qalb-e salim, a sound heart, is a person looks forward to spending in those avenues which please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a person looks forward to spending his money towards those things that will be a means of investment for him in the akhirah. And what a better way to spend than in the ta'ala. May Allah give us the understanding, inshallah. Wa akhira ta'ala.
Allah
الحمد لله الذي لم يزل ولا يزال حيا قيوما عالما قديرا مدبرا سميعا بصيرا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وأكبره تكبيرا ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل إلى الناس كافة بشيرا ونذيرا صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فيا أيها الناس إن لكم معالم فانتهوا إلى معالمكم وإن لكم نهاية فانتهوا إلى نهايتكم فإن العبد المؤمن بين مخافتين بين أجل قد مضى لا يدري ما الله قاض به فليتزود العبد من نفسه لنفسه ومن حياته لموته ومن شبابه لكبره ومن دنياه لآخرته فوالذي نفس بيده ما بعد الموت من مستعتب ولا بعد الدنيا دار إلا الجنة أو النار قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا إن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال تعالى ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقطاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين اللهم بينهم منصرهم عدوهم اللهم الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيم الصلاة Let us ensure ourselves are straight, shoulder to shoulder, with our heels in line. Let us try to fill in the gaps, staying as close as possible, inshallah. This will be a means of great unity, love and muhabbat and understanding in the ummah, inshallah. The closer we stand to each other, the closer Allah will unite our hearts, inshallah.
Allah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن مالك إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسقوني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ومصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم رب اجعلنا مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشائخنا ولأقاربنا ولمن حقه علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين